I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Real Salt Lake puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
KSL's Unrivaled, the Unrivaled NFL Roundup. Premium grade A pro football stories from your two hosts, a former NFL quarterback and
the other guy.
It's the Unrivaled NFL Roundup.
Oh my goodness, so many good things to talk about with the NFL Roundup. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell, thanks for being with us. Now, we talked a little bit at the top of the show, Scott, of course, about how wrong you were this weekend about all these games that happened across the league. And by that, of course, I mean, Scott.
You said that sarcastically is what you did.
See what I did there?
Yeah. You were sarcastic.
Well, Scott did something. I didn't want to listen. You
hate it because you hate when I'm right.
It's not just that. The problem was is you rolled out the you're being right part last weekend before we made all of our picks, with you starting out being like, oh, I got some bad news for you and your Seahawks. So you did, like, the personal jab first. So I didn't want to believe any of it.
Well, it wasn't a personal
jab. Yes, it was,
Scott.
It was.
No, it was just the facts.
Just look
at the facts. Oh, that's all it was.
Okay, Tootie, facts of life over here. Sure. Yeah. Scott rolls in and goes, oh, yeah. And the thing that we missed was, and then when I say we, I mean me, is when Scott said, I'm telling you, because when Scott, I've realized, Scott, when you do this, hey, I'm telling you, man. So when Scott says, I'm telling you, you should probably listen, because the I'm telling you was followed up with, these teams that are playing on the road, quote unquote, are going to have an advantage because they're not. There's no home crowd. Now, Tennessee has no excuse. They had fans at that game. Same thing, you know, some of these stadiums had fans there, but it was not the same. And there were teams that were, like, I think the Washington football team, they were close at their own place just because they had nothing else to lose. But some of these other teams that lost, the Rams were like, we don't care that we have a broken quarterback and a backup quarterback. Our defense is really good, and there's no 12th man. There is no 12th man, and that makes a dang difference in Seattle, Scott. Makes a huge dang
look
difference.
No one really talks much about fans in anything, in any of the sports right now, and I really believe that it's having a bigger impact on everything happening. When we talked to Ben Anderson about the NBA teams being in the bubble, and like their shooting percentage was so ridiculously high,
yeah,
and it's because the fans, the crowd, it has an impact in games.
Sure.
It just does. Either way, positive or negative, it's a problem, and it causes, you know, how many points is it worth? Who knows? But it's a real thing.
So let's start out with some of the things that are happening across the league that aren't necessarily totally having to deal with the playoffs, but the teams that are dealing with teams are with firings and hirings and all these things. We already talked about the Doug Peterson in the They So Poo Poo segment, but Dan Quinn, who was of course. Meteoric rise up to the spot where he was in Atlanta as the head coach. Before that, of course, was a defensive genius. And now the Cowboys are hoping that he still has that. He's been hired as the defensive coordinator for the Cowboys. Boy, they need a defensive coordinator. They've been like the worst defense in the league, Scott, the last couple of years.
Yeah, I don't know if you want to be the person to be that guy. Unless you really know the personnel and you know your system and you have confidence that they fit in well with what you do. I just, the whole coaching thing to me, Alex, is just, you know, it's like, not everyone is good as a head coach.
No, for sure.
But they always look to these coordinators to be the person. I mean, I don't know where else you would look, but it just seems like it's these coordinators are the ones that really you know, they just attract the biggest amount of attention. And some guys are just better being a coordinator.
Right. Jim Schwartz in Philadelphia.
Right. They're just not good head coaches. And I'm sure all of them go, you know, want to have the opportunity, want to have the experience. These NFL owners, try to be a little bit more creative or imagine, you know, have a bigger imagination than who's the hot coordinator this year. Because I guess what I look at Bill Belichick, or not Bill Belichick, but Brian Billick.
Okay, yeah.
And
one of your favorites, yeah.
Well, but he was this amazing coordinator, but he really wasn't. And sometimes you kind of just get his offense was terrible. It was the worst I've ever been in.
You end up just being like the hot name people talk about.
But
and
what
then
he had, what he had, right? He had Randy Moss, he had Chris Carter, he had Jake Reed, he had Kadri Ishmael, he had Randall Cunningham, who kind of what they were doing is because Randall had a big
arm.
It's
kind of a rebirth for.
Well,
the
he
guy,
had
yeah.
he just had a big arm, so and Randy Moss could run like the wind,
right?
And so yeah, just throw it to Randy Moss. You know, it's not like. Wow, you are a genius. I mean, you are a genius figuring that out. And so when these coaches go to these other situations and they don't have the personnel, they look really bad. And it's not because they were really good coaches. It's just so much of a circumstance. And I don't think these, you know, like a guy like Adam Gase, you know, he kind of made his name with Peyton Manning in Denver, but it really wasn't. You know, you don't have Peyton Manning when you're with the Jets, or and it's just a hard. These coaches aren't necessarily. I think a lot of them are overrated, and I think to find a really good
Dan Quinn's one of these guys that I thought, you know, I mean, he did take the Falcons to the Super Bowl, and it was the worst loss in a Super Bowl ever, right? I mean, just the biggest, gave up the
crushing,
you know, just absolute.
I don't know that you could ever. Overcome that. Seriously, it's just 24
maybe
points.
Maybe that's what it was.
Really crushing.
All right, let's move on to Alex Smith. And I couldn't help but think that when he went over and he high-fived Tom Brady after that game, after they lost to Tampa Bay, he's in a hoodie, didn't play, obviously didn't suit up for the game. Tom Brady, Chase Young came up and was like, Tom, I respect you. And Tom Brady's like, yeah, whatever. And moves past him and just goes straight to Alex Smith and put his arm around him and was just like, hey, man, because I think all these guys respect what Alex Smith has done, and to come back to that. And I think there was also this feeling of him not being back. I certainly, to be honest, Scott, I hope he doesn't come back. I hope he enjoys retirement. I hope that he can, now that he got his health back and now that he's able to come back and say, I was able to come back for that year, I hope he can walk away. And literally, he's going to be able to walk away from the game that we didn't think he'd be able to. So I'm glad for him. I can't imagine him going forward in the future here.
A couple things. Number one, quarterbacks, there's a common bond there. Just because you know how hard it is under normal circumstances to play and to be effective and to succeed. And, Tom Brady really understands what Alex Smith has been through, probably more than anyone else. So there's that mutual just respect. And it's pretty much across the board. There are some guys idiots, but most of quarterbacks aren't. But then it's you have to get it out of your system if you're Alex Smith, where if he retires, never comes back, it's always in the back of his mind. Could I have? Should I have? Whatever. And this way, he kind of lives with some peace. And there's a lot.
I came back and I did something.
Yeah, I mean, he really at this point, I'm not sure that there's more that he could prove. I mean, you know, maybe it's like, hey, I want to get back to a level where I can compete on a week-to-week basis and compete to win a championship. You know, maybe that's still in there. I don't know. But just the fact that he came back, I think it helps you to kind of move on in life. And football's a hard thing to let go and to give up. And you see everyone, and I'm going to include myself in this. It's hard. It's hard to watch it. It's hard to see it pass you by. It's hard to go, man, I wish I was still out there.
Yeah.
I wish, for whatever reason.
He can walk away on his own terms now.
It's just easier.
Yeah, and it's different from people parting ways with you and saying, oh, yeah, your time's up. And you're going, no, I don't think it is. You know, and so I think for him, you know, to see his kids up in the booth and all that, and you go, and to see also, I mean, I rewatched his story this weekend, that ESPN, you know, documentary, and I went, the guy, I mean, just came back from the worst, you know, the thing you come back from, and for him to be able to do it, it's pretty awesome. All right, we're going to take the break here. When we come back, we've got more to get to. I've got a 2-minute drill. I've got an NFL story still in the 2-minute drill I want to bring up. Imagine losing in the playoffs and just going, you know what? I want to go play for a different team in the playoffs. It doesn't really happen in the NFL. It could happen this weekend. Stay right here with us. More to go on KSL's Unrivaled.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.